Like a lot of kids, I thought my dad was the smartest man alive. I always looked up to him. Even though I may have rolled my eyes when he told me something, I always knew he was right. My dad always said you have to learn something every day. The day you don't learn something is the day you die. College hockey, certainly not life or death, but yes, you need to learn something every day. Last Friday, the Beaver women's hockey team lost to Lindenwood. They learned a lesson.
I think we learned that lesson pretty quickly there. It's hard to dig yourself out of a hole, and it doesn't matter what team you're playing, and whether it's the best team in the league or whatever it is, and I think that we learned that quickly, and we managed to bring that into Saturday. We had a lot better start, a lot more confidence. We believed in each other, and that's kind of what took us into that win, I would say.
Let's hope they learned a lesson again yesterday. That lesson, if you don't take care of the little details, the game will turn on you, and turn on you quickly.
Oh no, right through the legs of Dowie from off the faceoff in the left circle. And it's quickly a 3-1 game.
I had them on their heels, they call a timeout. Everything's going our way, and You win as a team as you lose as a team, but we give up two incredibly soft goals, and it kills you.
How many hockey coaches did you have growing up that said, we can't just have one of you working, we need all five of you working together?
You got to work hard to manufacture offense, and it's not just going to be the three forwards doing it in the offensive zone. You got to have all five players, and they all have to be moving. You can't stand flat-footed and think you're going to make things happen. So
the mistakes yesterday weren't major ones, but there's a reason that death by paper cuts is a saying. Little things matter.
We just have those little breakdowns, and that's what ends up hurting us at the end of the day. And
game yesterday, Jim Scanlon, like my dad, had a chance to teach his team, or me, a life lesson. Turns out it was a lesson they already knew.
I told him it's got to come from in the room. It can't be the message coming from me. And I just sat and listened to him before I talked to him after the game. And I told him I don't have anything to add to it because it was all the things you want to hear as a coach, and it was coming from them. And
the Beavers need to learn from yesterday. If they don't, they'll get swept by the Friars from Providence. Let's hope that after two dud Fridays, the Beavers respond with two great Saturdays. Pre-game show, next, here on the Beaver Radio Network.